This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wednesday.
Take my blues away.
Here to take your blues away. That's our job here on the Good Day program. A must listen for people who want to open up their minds, their hearts, and do good things. It is the 20th of September. Yes, we are two-thirds of the way through the month of September. This weekend, Jay, it's National Public Lands Day. A couple of days away, give you a heads up on some of the celebration and what you can do. In fact, if you're going to one of the national public parks, this is the largest single day that they will see activity because it's free. Free admission to any of the country's national parks. So you can honor the people. There are a lot of volunteers also. It isn't just the paid people, but there are a heck of a lot of volunteers around the country who go in. Started the volunteer effort, I think, went back to the mid-90s, and it is something that every year on this day, the volunteers go in and they clean. And so maybe you're visiting the National Park System, one of the parks this weekend, you can not necessarily volunteer, but just help the volunteers and clean the place up. It amazes me, and I see this all the time on the farm, it used to be the people were much more careful and respectful. But I've noticed one of the reasons I'm going to stop doing some of the things I'm doing in terms of farm visitation is because I find more and more trash left around. Or people, you know, I have these little things for children to ride around the farm, little tractors, and they lead them out in the middle of the driveway. A truck came in the driveway the other day and ran over one of them and squashed it, and there's no reason for that. And what is it saying to your children if you bring 4 or 5 year old and you are playing on a toy, you find it in a certain place, and you don't bring it back, you just leave it? What does that teach you? How do you get to the point that you are that selfish? Because that's really what it is.
Yeah.
It's not being thoughtful
about it.
Right. So when did we lose that ability to think and be respectful of, other people's property? I guess maybe that's the bottom line here. I just think that people need to be a little more... you can't force it, but it'd be nice. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, but it's also one of those things, lead by example, and if enough people are doing it, then other people might start doing it.
Yeah.
You see a lot of times where somebody threw something in a trash can or went to throw something in the trash can and it missed and it landed on the ground. And rather than going and picking it up and putting it in the trash can, they just leave it there. Like, well, close enough. And what is it? One of the things, I know you're not a big fan of Disney World, Doug, but they have these rules there where every employee there is called a cast member. And everybody, no matter what your job is, if you see trash on the ground, you pick it up and you throw it away. And you always want to keep things clean and pristine. And
please.
No matter, even if you are, your position is to keep things clean, and you're another person, you are Princess, you are Cinderella. You are the cast member who is Princess Cinderella. And you go and you see a bottle, you still pick it up and you throw it away. It's just everybody does their part. And I think a lot of times if you keep seeing this,
easy.
And especially with children, yes, they may follow what you are saying, but they're also following what you're doing. They are
absolutely
watching and absorbing.
Going to be exactly
if
with
they
the environment.
See you regularly picking things up, they're going to as well.
Yep, for sure. Yep, I'm with you on that 100%. We were... talking about this youngster in the last hour. If you didn't hear the program, the Good Day download is available at gooddayshow.com. You can hear the whole program every day, all day, and bits and pieces. We have our download. For example, the most recent download at gooddayshow.com focuses on, among other things, flying taxis. Where are we going with them? You'll find out by listening to the download. We were talking about this, the whale bone or whatever it was, the teeth is 34 million years old, and how these things are around. We seem to be noticing them more and more, I thought, this year, this summer especially, people finding this stuff. And here's another example. A dinosaur known as Barry is in the public eye. And apparently they've decided they, whoever it is that's keeping this dinosaur at this museum, they are going to sell Barry. This is the most complete skeleton from the late Jurassic period, which is 150 million years ago, going up for auction next month.
But why?
The dinosaur is expected to sell for $1.2 million, well-preserved specimen. I don't get why. Maybe it was named after the paleontologist that found him, Barry James. Apparently, they need, wherever it is now, needs the money.
That's a bummer. I hope another museum or somebody who will put it up for people to visit will get it, and not just some private buyer.
What we were talking about earlier is all the money that's spent on, was it $18 billion on art last year? Is that the number I used? Yeah, I mean, these things, what did I say, $1.2 million? There have been recent sales of particular fossil stuff that sold in the $600,000 to $800,000 range. Again, this was a Sotheby's auction of something that came from the Jurassic period. Wow. Put your hand on that. That's what I say. Yeah, put your hand on it. Very cool stuff. All right, NASA website this week has a new way to view the sun. This is my weekly NASA update. Apparently, there has been a hack. The space agency has figured out, they've used an imaging tool to, use hack in quotation marks, to look into the sun. You know, we've had all of the Webb telescope going out and looking, 100 million zillion light years ago and what it's finding. So now they've turned some of their imaging tools toward the sun to figure out what it is that's happening. Not that they have a general idea of all the gases and it burns, but why can't you look? Have you ever thought about this? You were told when you were young, right? Your father, your mother said, don't look directly into the sun.
Especially if there's going to be an eclipse or whatever, when you really want to look at the sun, it was always, what was it, like have a white piece of paper or something, or there's these special glasses you can get.
Yeah, like 3D glasses, you can wear them. But if you look directly into the sun, it'll burn the retina of your eye. It's that powerful. It's 93 million miles away, and if you look at it directly, it'll burn the retina in your eye. And so they've got this new tool because they want to look directly into the sun and see really what's going on. There are people who have predicted that the sun will die in 90-some-odd million years from now. It'll just blow up and everything in the... So, I mean, this is what happens. This is what the Webb telescope is seeing now, seeing examples of solar systems from jillions of years ago that have just exploded, and they suck all the planets in their solar system, obviously, and it just destroys them all. And then, this is what's so fascinating about how this stuff works. So when in other galaxies, or even in our Milky Way galaxy, which is one of the smallest galaxies, yet it's so enormous, there have been other suns, the equivalent of sun, that have exploded and they destroyed the planets. What do you think all of that trash is that floats around that people are worried about bits and pieces of, or some of the huge objects that float around in the universe? And, what was that movie, Armageddon? There were two movies the same year. The one
Ben Affleck and Bruce Willis.
Yeah, that was the Armageddon. And the other one was Robert Duvall and I forget who else was in it. But they did the same thing. They went in to some asteroid, to destroy it, to keep it from destroying the Earth. But these asteroids are pieces of planets just like ours. So think about this. Let's say a planet is in a solar system. The sun explodes in the solar system, blows up all the planets, and those pieces of fragments are floating around, and there was life on those planets. And that whatever is in that missile lands on a planet like the Earth, and things are right, and so this stuff starts growing, right? I think everything that's here has come from another planet. I used to think it was just, people that are yellow or black or white, how come, what is that? There's nothing that explains, that makes any sense, that explains why people are yellow or black. Well, I think it's true with, where is it, apples? Where was the first apple tree? Huh? Where'd that come from? The first maple tree. Anything that grows, where'd it come from? You can say, well, there's all these combinations of things from the single cell amoeba, and then everything started to grow. I'm not sold on that, frankly. And by the way, isn't it much more exciting to think about all this stuff? Hey, where did this come from? What planet? Where can we go? Elon Musk wants to go find that planet where they have maple trees, just like ours, so we can live. I mean, we have to. With the extensive, this is what you see. When you look at the Space Agency's website, you have to believe that there's more. You know, I have to, but I'm certainly a believer that there's life elsewhere, and it's just like ours. Exactly. There's a planet or two or three or four or 100 or 5,000 planets just like Earth, other parts of the universe, and...
Well, it is far too vain to think that we are the only ones
in the universe.
We've already confirmed that it's infinite, and there are so many galaxies and beyond that we don't even know that have planets that revolve around big stars like their own suns, and it is just... It, again, I say it is so vain to think that we are going to
it is. Yeah, egotistical. All right. Well, let's travel to Las Vegas. I'm not going to send you the moon, but I will send you. I'll send you to Las Vegas free. How about that? You ready? 800-419-DOUG for a good time? Yep, call Doug. 800-419-D-O-U-G. I'm not going to answer the phone, but one of the 10 operators they have standing by to take your call right now will... They're very cool people. This is a great deal. How can you beat two free nights in Las Vegas, right? First 10 callers right now, 800-419-3684. We've had this message on the air for a couple of months, and thousands of people have found a room in Vegas. So there's one waiting for you with your name on it. You want us to take you to Vegas? Take yourself to Vegas and get two free nights and then some. This is it, the Las Vegas giveaway to beat all giveaways, 800-419-3684.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. So if you're struggling to lose the stubborn areas of fat, here comes Elizabeth riding on her white horse to help those people who want to get transformed, Elizabeth, right?
Exactly. It's not a magic pill. It's nothing crazy. But what it is it's healthy weight loss.
Well, it's because it's all natural. The ingredients are things that are nothing but good for you, and coupled with other things that the counselors can help you with, you are assured success. They want you to be successful. After all, it's good for you and it's good for them. Go to toploss.com, check out what the special is, and you even have things that make it easy for people to pay.
We've got an Afterpay available on the website, and then we can customize it by phone, too. So if you want to stock up and play big, you want to call us, our number's toll-free, 1-800-325-4366. Toploss.com is the website, too.
Toploss.com.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
All right, 23 after. It's Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. It's celebrity news time, focusing on some of the stuff, the scandals that appear with regard to the some of the big stars, celebrities, social media, blah, blah, blah. So Vanna White has been very much in the focus since Pat Sajak announced he was going to retire. So what's going to happen to Vanna? Well, it seems the first thing that happened was everybody found out she was making only, and I put only in quotation marks, $3 million a year, which was one-third of what Pat Sajak was making. But that's, I mean, I knew that Ed McMahon... I'm not name dropping. He was my friend. So I knew that he never negotiated a contract. His deal was he got, depending on what Johnny was thinking at the time, 25 to 33% of whatever Johnny got. So Johnny was making 25, 30 million bucks a year at the end. So Ed got a third of that. So that's the way it worked. And Vanna that was her deal as well. She was getting a third of what Sajak got, which is appropriate. I don't think that was a bad deal, frankly. But the reason that the Wheel of Fortune will have a new host, not Sajak, next fall, has nothing to do with Sajak wanting to retire. He was ticked off because he wanted a $3 million raise, and they said, no, we're not going to give you the $3 million raise. He said, okay, I quit. That was pretty much it. I think he's
sad because it's the end of the era.
It's ridiculous. To pay him the money, for God's sakes. It's not like these are the most profitable television programs other than Judge Judy in the history of the medium. They make, it's like a cat, talk about cash cows. Cash on top of cash on top of cash. They could pay him $90 million a year and they'd still have a fabulous, you talk about Wheel of Fortune. It's a fortune for the heirs of what's his face, who created the program. So anyway, she's going to get a new deal, and she's got an 18-month contract after Ryan Seacrest takes over in the fall of 2024. This is the worst-kept secret. I think this was in the works before. So that begs the question, how much are they going to pay Ryan Seacrest?
Mm-hmm.
And I heard the number was $7 million. But I don't know.
Well, and that's one of those things that sometimes somebody who currently holds a position asks for more money. They say they're told no, so they walk. And then the company has to shell out a significant amount more,
right, more
to get somebody else.
Ryan Seacrest will, believe me, he'll get himself settled in there, and then they just crank it up. But they like him because he's quote-unquote younger. Come on. Sajak is just, he's like, Sajak is like the wallpaper in the studio.
It's Pat
he just
and Vanna.
Belongs there. Yeah,
yeah, it's peanut butter
exactly.
And jelly.
That's right. All right, in a moment, an update on the divorce of Hugh Jackman from his wife right after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea. Sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceutical.
All right, so this has been a buzz for a week or so, Jay. Hugh Jackman and his wife, Deborah Lee, have separated. And they say they're moving forward amicably with gratitude, love, and kindness. So they've been married for almost 30 years. They had a wonderful, loving marriage. And so they want to do something else. Okay, that happens. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
And the children are their priority. You know, it's the same kind of stuff. But you wonder, you just wonder what it is. After you've been together that long, you just get tired of each other. You just run out of, you're just bored. What do you,
but when it
what
comes
happens?
To celebrities, I would like to see somebody be like, hey, you know what? We actually separated 2 years ago. We are just now letting you know. We're just now letting the public know.
So he's 54. She's 67. I find that interesting only because usually that age range is the other way around, right? And so, anyway.
It's a new world.
Yes, it is. The new world order, if you will. But they've been together for a long time, since mid-1990s, and they apparently are well-liked in Hollywood. And so, you know, there's the usual, oh, isn't that too bad? And people move on to finish their hamburger. It's 29 past the hour here on Good Day.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. An illegal immigrant from Peru has been charged with murder after being arrested by police in Texas. Maverick County Sheriff's Office confirmed that 64-year-old Roberto Emilio Vasquez Santa Maria was arrested in connection to a homicide that happened Monday in Eagle Pass, Texas. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers say Vasquez Santa Maria crossed illegally into Texas in May and was released into the United States with a court date of 2025. Zero information is being released about the person he's to have allegedly murdered. Ford Motor Company narrowly avoided a dual labor strike in the United States and Canada, with automaker and the Canadian union, Unifor, announcing a tentative deal last night. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated, my friend. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's going to be a good day.
Now, I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, guys. It's Jen, one in on the action. Call the Doug line right now. 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-D-O-U-G.
When it's nighttime in Italy, it's Wednesday over here. Oh, the onions in Sicily, the people cry in California. How high is up? I'd like to know. How low is down? And when will we have snow? If you talk to an Eskimo, his breath will freeze your ear. When it's my time in Italy, it's Wednesday over here.
Yay! Phil and Don Everly, the Everly Brothers, were the most popular recording artists in the world before Elvis came along. And even in tandem with Elvis, until the Beatles came along, they were high, they flew high, man. And then when the Beatles came along, and the Beatles would pay respects to the Everly Brothers, saying the Everly Brothers influenced them greatly, but as soon as the Beatles became popular, the Everly Brothers disappeared. They continued to sing. They didn't get along in later years, and they were separated, didn't even talk to each other for 20 years, and then they went back for road tours. But
what?
I think one, yeah, it's ridiculous. But they're fun. Music is fun. Music is good, and music is fun, and it's part of our lives. So we embrace it here on Good Day. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen at 35 past the hour now. Dr. Ken Kronhaus this week in Good Day Health will be talking about stress in the workplace and what it does to men and women. So you'll want to listen for that conversation. Also, what happens if you're a heavy drinker to the fat around your heart? And let's see, what else have we got here? Exercising and when to best do it, right? Some people exercise in the morning, some people at night. When's the best time to exercise? We'll have that for you. A lot of these same stations, most of the same stations, matter of fact, carry Ken's Good Day Health Hour along with Jack's Good Day Health Show Hour. You can find their podcast in the you can hear the whole broadcast. You can hear the download, Good Day Health, the most recent download for Ken. Among other things, he talks about acid reflux and the medicines and what they do for you. And I will tell you, they're not good. They may help you with acid reflux, but that doesn't mean it's good for the rest of you. So you may want to download that Good Day Health, download that podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. We have it here for you as a public service on Good Day. And speaking of health and weight and stuff, I just want to highlight something that's going on at Calitrin, the folks who have had such wonderful success in helping people. I'm looking at a picture right now of a guy who lost 100 pounds. If you're ready to start feeling better, maybe your problem isn't, maybe you only want to lose 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you want to lose, you know, whatever it is, women and men. So get on the bandwagon. They have their, they actually did, for Good Day listeners, extend the Labor Day sale. Today's the last day, though. So if you're struggling to lose those stubborn areas of fat around your middle and you're struggling to see progress and then you've not been able to get your muscles back to where they were, this is the time to join a lot of people who have transformed with this number one choice for healthy weight loss, Calitrin. Join up at toploss.com and use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, when you take advantage of their weight loss program. In a few minutes, we're going to meet a gentleman named John Rosemond, who has great expertise in child rearing. So those of you who are parents or grandparents, you'll want to listen to our discussion about children and how things have changed in the past 50-some-odd years. Is it for the better or not? We'll talk about that in a few minutes. Joe Biden has been at the United Nations, Jay, for the last couple of days, and the speech was the usual glad-handing and rah-rah America and boo on Russia and China and North Korea and whomever. So in tandem with that speech, the United States has released a list of this. I guess it goes, wasn't it Monday the five Americans were released? It was Monday, right? This was from Iran?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, in league with that and going to the United Nations, the State Department has issued a warning to Americans to not go to the following countries. Ready? Haiti, Venezuela, Mali, Niger, Sudan, Somalia, Yemen, Iraq, Libya, Syria, Ukraine, Belarus, Russia, North Korea, Afghanistan, Myanmar. Stay away from these this is the do not travel list for Americans. And I think it comes on the heels of those dummies that went to Iran and got caught. You never know what these people are going to do that are run these countries. They'll grab some American for no reason at all. Just because he's an American, they figure they can get something out of it. So why would you go to Iran anyway?
I wonder if they had family. I wonder if they were visiting relatives. Or...
Yeah, if you got family, maybe you get that. But that's the only reason to go. Why would you go to Syria or Venezuela or any of these other places? Nah, it doesn't make any. It's more than just exercising normal precautions, being cautious. The world is 194 countries around the planet. So why would you go to those places? Again, unless you had relatives. Huh? I found my time in Russia. I was in Russia twice. Fascinating country, but that was then, back in the 90s. Wouldn't go there now for any reason. Any reason at all, they grab you. So, all right, that's just a tourism note. Thank you very much. Gee, thanks, Doug, for the helpful hint. Yeah, right, exactly. A public service announcement. All right, 25 people killed, 140 injured in Azerbaijan. They launched what's called a military operation against Armenia. So here's a, did I say Armenia and Azerbaijan? I didn't say that in the list, but that should be on the list too, right? Oh God, there are a lot of Armenians in America. You know that, right? Anybody whose name ends in IAN is an Armenian. A lot of them in various pockets around the country. Very industrious people, very hard workers, and they're tough guys. I mean, anybody from this region, the Caucasus, Eastern Europe, they're tough. So anyway, this is another hot point that we haven't been talking about much because we're so busy talking about Ukraine, but. A word to the wise, as they say, from Good Day. In a moment, John Roseman will join us here for conversation on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
After the hour now on the Good Day program, Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner with John Roseman, who is the one of the best person. You know, you look around, there are a lot of people who claim to be good, but you have to listen to them, you have to read their books, or you have to kind of get an insight into what they're all about. So that's why we invited John here. His website is parentguru.com. So let's talk about what's going on today, John. And how things have changed. Let's just take you as an example. From your childhood to today, how has raising a child, the challenges, how are they different?
Well, raising a child has become a national train wreck, guys. I mean, if you look around and check out what's going on in the American family, you can see that parents are insecure. They don't know what they're doing. They're floundering. They're zigzagging all over the parenting playing field with no clear sense of direction. And it's no surprise. I mean, you consider that there are over, on any given day, Amazon.com lists over 100,000 parenting books. I mean,
wow.
My mother, a single parent for most of the first 7 years of my life, raised me with no parenting books. I mean, Dr. Spock mm-hmm. was available, but it really wasn't a parenting book. It was a little
baby book.
Pediatric manual for parents.
Yeah.
And, you know, now we have this confusing cacophony of, conflicting advice. Parents, and you mentioned that the show is female driven, and who's reading these parenting books? Well, women are reading the parenting books. You know, men are not reading, I mean, there are exceptions to everything I'm saying here, but
in the
rule, for every 100 women who read one of my books, maybe one man does so. And so these books, they make everything seem apocalyptic.
I know.
And so the anxiety that women carry into the simple, straightforward process of raising a child, which we are equipped to do, and do well. And it's not a complicated process. It has become debilitating for many women.
All right, so let's find, I wanna, in the interest of time, let's find the solution from your new book, The Bible Parenting Code, which isn't a religious experience at all. It's just that's a good euphemism. You look for this is the Bible of whatever it may be, like Talkers Magazine is the Bible of the talk radio industry. So this is a parenting code based on your research, based on your experience, because you're a family therapist too as well, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a psychologist, yeah.
Yeah. So what do we do? What's the fix to all the problems you've outlined here in the last couple of minutes? What's the fix?
Well, as I talk about in the book, my mission is to simply restore common sense to the raising of children. It's not an intellectual process. It's not complicated. It's not overwhelming. It doesn't deserve anxiety. It's a very straightforward thing. But people in my profession, have made everything concerning the rearing of children sound to the female consumer of parenting advice as if everything is apocalyptic, that one small mistake on her part is going to create this child-rearing tragedy. And it simply isn't so. Most of the advice, I dare say, given by people in my profession over the last 50 years, since we began listening to people in the mental health professions tell us how to raise kids, is bad advice. And the solution that you referred to earlier, guys, is simply to unplug yourself from the experts and trust your common sense and trust your intuition. And maybe go back and read the original edition of Ben Spock's little book, because it's very practical and commonsensical. And as far as parenting books go, and it's an ironic thing for me to say, having written over 20, if all we had was Spock and the Bible, we'd be doing just fine.
Well, there you go. That's pretty much it. In a nutshell, what great, interesting advice from somebody who's been there and done that. What about your own? You have children, John?
I do, yeah. I've got my wife and I have been married 55 years. Two kids. Our son is 54. Yep. Our daughter is 51. Our daughter works for us. She basically runs my business.
Mm-hmm.
Roles have reversed. She's the boss.
I know. Isn't that interesting? What about their children? How are they doing with their children?
Well, their children are fine. We've got 7 grandchildren, and they're all productive citizens. And one, 16 years old, just got his driver's license, and he's the only one that's still living in the home. All the rest are out in the world making their way.
Well, I think this is something that you hold fast to the ideas of common sense. I think that's the way. It's a practicum for almost everything in life. The book is called The Bible Parenting Code. It's available, I'm guessing, probably pretty much everywhere books are sold, right? Amazon and in the bookstores. Is that where we can find the Bible Parenting Code? Yeah, good.
Right.
All right.
It's even available as an e-book, yeah.
Okay, and there are other, when we go to your website, parentguru.com, you can see probably the other books that are listed there as well. John Roseman here, the expert on child rearing, who's got 2 simple words of advice. Common sense. Hello. It's 10 before the hour on Good Day.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there, and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jay, hold on a second. Ready? Alright, enough of this.
Did you find the kazoo?
No, I didn't. I'm just making that a kind of... That was a makeshift kazoo.
Ah.
Alright, 53 past the hour. Good day, program. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, and Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, to go through the latest news, film, and television, and so forth and so on. As all of you know, because it was a number one hit on the hit parade, this is the theme from the movie The Shining. All right, Chucker. Shine on.
Ask me why I'm playing that.
Why? Chuck, please, tell us why.
The mood I'm in. I got to be honest with you. Actually, when I was coming on about 15 minutes before, I always send a clip or a suggestion of what to play, and I was at a loss because nothing really fit the theme. So
right.
I'm doing this. I do this classic series at the theater I'm involved in, which you visited, Pocono Cinema in East Shasbury.
Yeah, I love it.
So there's two of them. One's a classic series that's old school classics that's geared to a more sophisticated, let's say a little bit of an older crowd. So in October, I want to do a horror movie, and I was thinking, do I do Rosemary's Baby from 1968 or The Shining from 1980? I think The Shining would get a bigger crowd, but the ball's in your court. What would you pick? You tell me. You ever see either one of them?
Nope, neither. I wouldn't pick either one of them.
The Shining, 100%.
Jay should be the person who has that. She likes that crap.
Now, here's the thing. This day in TV history, I didn't want to play a theme music because it just feels a little weird, but The Cosby Show premiered this day, September 20th, 1984, went on to become one of the biggest hits in the history of NBC, ran from 84 to 92. It put everybody on that show on the map in terms of being a household pop culture name, and you cannot find that show, I believe, anywhere on streaming because obviously with Bill Cosby was found guilty of it in a court of law. It's been almost eradicated. the history of this show. You have thoughts on that?
No.
No?
Okay. I'm just giving.
I think it's sad to be. Like, when I looked at that and I said, okay, the Cosby Show premiered.
Now, I have a lot of thoughts on it.
Knowing
because
how big that show was, and it was really good, right? It made a difference in people's lives. People really connected.
I don't have the answer to see what happened to Bill Cosby
is like, it's stunning.
No, it didn't happen to Bill Cosby. He created it. He did it.
Yes,
it didn't.
I know that.
It happened because he and his actions deserved to get
the rest of the cast, the legacy that happened to Seventh Heaven too, I think.
I know what you're talking about. I know this. So you guys should go on YouTube and watch this story. What was his name? I don't recall the actor's name, but he admitted, I don't want to get into that, but anyway, this day in movie history, Doug, 1996, First Wives Club premiered, Bette Midler, Goldie Hawn, Diane Keaton. It made a lot of money. Now, if you made that movie now, then they try to basically repeat that premise all the time in smaller films. It doesn't do very well. That genre is pretty much passé, but that movie was big in 1996.
Yep. All right, Chris Evans used to live in L.A., but he's decided after he finished the latest Avengers movie, Endgame, that he was going to move out of Los Angeles. He was brought up about 4 miles from where I live here in Framingham, New England kid, and he moved back here because this is where he was raised, this is where he feels good. He doesn't like living in Los Angeles.
He gave an interview saying that he doesn't really want to return anytime soon as Captain America in that universe. Now, in the last one, his character, it sort of was an end to his character, but there's a big Marvel movie that'll come out in probably two years. It's called Avengers Secret Wars, and it's going to bring back every character in that universe, most likely including Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man once again, because they'll write an enormous paycheck.
That's
to
cash
him.
In. He says the people in Los Angeles are... he links living there to Pavlovian anxiety.
What does that mean? Tell me.
That means that you respond to everything. Everything is a crisis in Los Angeles. Everything is something, is fear, everything. And it's like, you know, Pavlov's dog, the story of Pavlov's dog. And you put how they discovered what happens to him. When you put a piece of meat in front of him, he starts to drool. That's what this is. My son and Chris Evans are friends, and because they both were born.
I would say that analogy
in the same hospital.
The country as a whole.
I think you're right about that. Yeah, and I think he's right. Obviously, got a lot of common sense. Good for him. All right, Chucker. Talk to you
Thank
on
you,
tomorrow.
Doug.
Chuck Curry here with some film and TV news with Jay Kirshner and Doug at 59 after the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.